Ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces. Mr. Ace is trying to sell the wealthy Mr. Everett a plot of ground and hopes to put over one of the biggest real estate deals he ever tackled. In the meantime, Jane was offered $500 by a Mr. Neff if she could persuade Mr. Everett, her brother Johnny's father-in-law, to buy Mr. Neff's lot. Neither knows the other's plan. This episode takes place the next day in alternating scenes between Mr. Everett's private office, the outer office, and two telephone booths. But first to the outer office, where Mr. Ace just entered. Listen.
May I see Mr. Everett, please?
Do you have an appointment?
No, I haven't exactly.
Well, I'm afraid Mr. Everett will be too busy to see you today. What was the nature of your business?
Well, I'd rather take that up with him privately. I wonder if you'd mind announcing me to him, if he's not tied up in anything.
What is the name?
Ace. Just say Mr. Ace to see him.
Ace? A-C-E?
Yeah.
And you don't care to mention just what the nature
of... No, I'd rather not. You see... Well, my wife's brother is married to Mr. Everett's daughter. I thought if he was...
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Ace. Just a moment and I'll see
you. Thank you.
Mr. Everett, is Mr. Ace here to see you? Mr. Ace? Yes, I will. You see you at once, Mr. Ace. I'm so sorry I was so insistent on knowing
where
you...
Quite all right.
Right through here, right in that door to the left.
Thank you. I'll find it. Well, Mr. Ace, this is indeed a pleasure. Hello, Mr. Everett. How are you?
Pretty well. Sit down, please.
Thank you. I don't want to detain you from anything
at your... Not at all. Always glad to see you. How are you and the little lady?
Just fine, thank you. I don't have to ask how you are. You certainly look in the pink.
I'm feeling pretty well.
That's good. Mr. Everett, I don't know whether Johnny spoke to you about this.
Johnny?
Yes, he said he was going to try to see you and put in a word for me about a proposition I have for you.
Oh, yes, yes. He was saying something last night, just after dinner. What was it about?
Well, it was about some property I have, or rather I represent.
Oh, yes, yes. Something about this building I'm putting up. You'll have to excuse me for not remembering. There are so many details I have to look at.
I understand, Mr. Everett. You've got quite an empire of businesses here that require your personal attention.
Yes, indeed. Let me see. Oh, yes. Now it comes back to me.
This plot of ground I have, a client of mine is willing to sell. Did he mention anything about it? I mean, the location? Or...
No, I don't think we went into that.
Well, it's at 14th and South Avenue, you know, just one block from your department store, and I thought that as long as you wanted to use the parking building you're going to put up for the customers of your store, as well as for transient
trade. Yes. Very good location. I know the property.
Well, I represent the man who owns it, and I thought I might be able to close the deal.
I'll tell you, Mr. Ace. I don't like to sound too hard or formidable, especially because of our family alliance.
Oh, but I don't want this business deal to have anything to do with family ties, Mr. Everett. I think this proposition I have can stand on its own.
Exactly. Thank you for saving me the trouble of saying it. You see, I've made it a very strict rule, and I've followed it for years, that friendship and relationship and business don't mix. They're separate and distinct.
Well, I understand your point of view, Mr. Everett.
In fact, Mr. Ace, I've always found it advisable to sidestep deals that involve friendship and personal issues.
Well, you're not turning me down just because Johnny happened to marry your daughter.
No, not turning you down at all.
Then you will give me a chance at it. I don't need to tell you that if I put over this deal, I can make myself a nice piece of change.
I understand that.
Well, somebody's going to make it anyhow. I don't see where it should matter to you who makes it.
Oh, it doesn't. Not at all. I just want to have it understood that the personal angle will have nothing to do with it.
I see.
I wish you wouldn't think too harshly of me, Mr. Reed. It's just that it has been one of my first rules of successful business.
Yeah, of course, if it's a rule, I understand. But you will give a little thought to my proposition. I think it's as good a buy as any other real estate man will offer you.
We shall see. Yours is the first offer, I'll say that. 14th and South Avenue.
Yeah.
Yes, I know the property very well. I'll keep it in mind.
Well, I'd like to talk business with you. I'd like to show you that it's a good buy and a very...
Excuse me, please. Yes? Well, who is she? Won't give her name? But, Miss Jennings, I've told you... Oh, have her wait if she likes. I can't promise an audience this morning.
Well, if you're busy, Mr. Everett,
No, I'm busy. It's just these infernal interruptions. Why women insist on coming to a man's office.
Yes, they are a nuisance, aren't they?
Yes. Well, I'll get in touch with you through Johnny, perhaps.
Oh, yes, Johnny. There's nothing definite? I mean, you can't say anything at this time that I might be able to convey to my client?
No, not just at this time. I'll keep you in mind and compare your deal with any others that we may have. I'll remember the place, 14th and South.
Yes, just one block from your store.
Yes. Well, let's hope for the best, Mr. Ace.
Yeah, thank you. I won't take any more of your time. It was nice of you to see
me. Oh, not at all, Mr. Ace. Glad you dropped in. Oh, right through here, if you don't mind. Save you a walk to the elevator. This is a shortcut, this back
way. Oh, thank you. Well, good day.
Good day. My regards to Mrs. Ace.
Thanks.
Would you come in, please, Miss Jennings?
Yes, Miss Everett?
Miss Jennings, in regard to that new building, make a memo. See that I have all the offers on my desk early next week.
Yes, sir.
And have my son-in-law come in on the day I go over them.
Yes, sir.
That'll be all.
Thank you.
Did the statement from the bank come in yet?
Not yet, Mr. Everett.
Send it in when it comes.
Yes, sir.
I thought I'd come in. It's kind of lonesome out here.
But Mr. Everett is very busy.
Well, I won't stay long.
What is it, Miss Jennings?
It's that woman I told
you. Oh, hello, Mr. Everett.
Oh, Mrs. Ace.
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say you were there? Oh, this is a coincidence. Why, your husband was just... that'll be all, Miss Jennings.
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't want to give my name because that girl kept asking me what business I had, and I don't have any business, so I didn't want you to think that I came here on business. Well, you know me. I don't know anything about business or anything like that, so I just thought I'd surprise you and come in and just say hello.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Well, won't you sit down? I was just saying, your husband was only here a few minutes ago.
He was?
Yes. Just went out that back door there.
Where, how is he?
What?
He was. What was he doing?
Oh, business.
Business. That's one thing I'm not even interested in. I think it's much nicer to come to see somebody just to see how they are, don't you?
Oh, of course, of course. I always say that business and friendship don't mix.
Yes. Well, how are you, Mr. Everett?
Oh, pretty well.
That's good. How's Alice?
Fine. I've never seen her look happier or more radiant. Marrying that brother of yours has certainly done wonders for her.
Isn't it marvelous how they get along? I like to see two people get along, especially if they're married, don't you? Like Mr. Ace and me. Why, we're just like that.
Yes, indeed. Well, what business brings you downtown so early?
Business? Oh, business. I can't talk business. I just like to see how everybody is and things like that.
Well, now, it was nice of you to stop in and say hello to me. Were you just passing
by? Yes, just passing by, and I said to myself, I'm going to go up and see Mr. Everett. After all, you are Johnny's father-in-law.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you. I appreciate it.
All right. Oh, I like your office.
Oh, this is the first time you've been here, isn't it?
Uh-huh, it's so big. I bet you do a lot of business here.
Business?
Oh, there I go, talking business. Isn't that awful?
Well, in the course of the day, I hear the word a lot.
A lot? Well, that reminds me. It just came to me just this minute. Do you know anybody that wants to buy a lot?
A lot?
Yes, you know, some place where somebody can build something on it. You know, a lot. Well, it's the funniest thing. I got a friend who happened to say to me he had a lot for sale. And I said, well, I don't know anything about a lot. And he said, well, maybe you can find somebody that knows something about it. You know, somebody that might want to buy it. You don't happen to know anybody, do you?
I see. You say you have a friend?
Yes, a very good friend of mine.
A very good friend?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I imagine he is.
Yes, and what do you think, come to think of it? This lot is just one block from your store.
One block, of course. And you still say he's a very good friend?
Oh, yes.
And you'd like to see this friend sell this lot to me?
Well, yes, I would. Well, to tell you the truth, the money...
I see, Mrs. Ace. I understand.
It's an awfully good lot. I can tell you all about it. It's 100...
I think I know about it. One block from the store, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I must say there's nothing like wifely loyalty.
Yes, and it's about 100 feet...
I like your spirit.
Well, thanks, Mr. Everett. Do you think you could buy a lot like that?
Well, it's against my first rule of business, but... Your coming here this way has rather put a new light on the thing.
What do you mean?
I mean your devotion to this friend you speak of. Yes, I like that. I might be able to do business with you.
You will?
I think so. Suppose we leave it to next week someday. Early next week.
All right. Well, I have to go now. I just wanted to drop in to see how you were feeling.
Yes, yes. Well, very nice of you, Mrs. Ace. Oh, right through here. You'll find this is a shortcut to the elevator.
All right, goodbye, Mr. Everett.